18 minutes past the hour. Real pleasure to have on the phone with us Clinton native Curtis Brondike. He's getting ready to go to Eugene, Oregon for the U.S. Track and Field Olympic Trials. Good morning, Curtis.
Morning, Gary.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. So you're flying out today, that's right?
That's correct. I'm finishing up final packing this morning, and I got to go do a short workout, and then I'll be headed to the city to fly out.
Okay, again, people probably interested in how you qualified to be in the decathlon field for the Olympic trials. How'd that take place?
I tested for the decathlon so far this year. I had best in my fourth and final one leading up to this point. In Texas, I had a string of PRs on day one. Really set me up for a solid second day of the competition. And I was able to do enough to score up that got me in position to qualify.
Now, you have competed in Eugene, Oregon before, and you told me it's just a great facility out there.
Yeah, you know, Eugene and Hayward are two of the most special places for a track and field person, athlete, fan, enthusiast, whatever you want to be. There's just a really culture out there to go along with Hayward's phenomenal facilities, which are world-class. You know, they get a new surface probably once a year, and they keep it up, and it's very viewer-friendly and fan-friendly, so the atmosphere that comes along with phenomenal facilities is unmatched. It's anywhere I've been.
Again, we're visiting with Curtis Brondike, getting ready to head to the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon. Now, you are seated 13th out of the 18 decathletes that will be competing. Do you know a lot of the competitors in the field, Curtis?
I do. I've competed against, I would say, a little over half of them over the last years. There's a few of them that are new to the scene or that I just haven't competed against. Like Ashton Eaton, the world record holder, I haven't competed against him yet, and then a couple others. It'll be nice to be in a group of guys who we kind of all know each other, and we've competed against each other before, but also because of that, there's a little bit of a rivalry between us that we want to beat each other and be the best out there that day.
Obviously, the goal is to make it to the Olympics, but what are you hoping from this weekend, Curtis?
My real hope is to be able to really take in the moment and love the atmosphere and take that in, because you never know how many opportunities you get. And secondly, to go with, you know, just taking it all in, I'd really like to perform well. Having been to Hayward before and been on this similar stage, this level of competition before, I'm hoping that my nerves can be under control and my anxiousness can be channeled into a great performance.
Now, you've been doing the decathlon for a while. What attracted you to this sport?
No, it kind of found me, to be honest. I did a bunch of events right after my senior year in a pentathlon. And my sophomore year of college, my track coach kind of pushed me to do it. After I had no longer played basketball in college, I had more time to do stuff for track. So he kind of urged me to do it, and, you know, the decathlon is an interesting beast in that as soon as you try it once, you want to keep doing it because there's always something that can go better. You know, there's 10 events, and it's very rare that you're 100% satisfied with all 10 of them. So once you get started in it, it's kind of an unruly beast of, you know, constantly wanting to get better and being driven by not quite the top.
You are training out of the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, Missouri. Who are you working with down there, Curtis?
I'm fortunate enough that I get to work alongside them, but also alongside as my coach, Kip Jandrin. He was a 2000 Olympian, went to Simpson College in Iowa, was a Division III guy, and I was very fortunate to get connected and to be able to work alongside him under his tutelage as a coach, but also as an athlete, as I chased a very similar path that he took.
Again, we're visiting with Curtis Brondike. We thank you for your time. We haven't gotten the best of connection here, unfortunately, this morning. Curtis, before we let you go, after the Olympic trials, what are the future plans going to be for you?
We'll kind of reassess and analyze after this meet is done, hoping that I can qualify for the Thorpe Cup, which is the USA-Germany duel, the first week of August. And then we'll kind of reassess where the body's at and where we want to move going forward. I mean, my plan is, essentially, as long as I'm healthy and progressing, to make a vie for the 2020 Olympics.
All right, very good. I know your mom and dad will keep us abreast on what is taking place in your life. Again, best of luck to you this weekend in Eugene, Oregon, and thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Okay, again, that is Curtis Brondike. I apologize for giving a call. He's on cell phone. It wasn't the best of connection, but again, he is one of 18 athletes competing at the Olympic trials in the decathlon this Saturday and Sunday. On day one, it's the 100 meters followed by the long jump, the shot put, the high jump, and then the 400 meters. And then on day two, again, they begin on the track, the 110 high hurdles, followed by the discus, the pole vault, the javelin, and the 1500. He has just had a tremendous year. He just had his personal best, 7,795 points, June 4th and 5th, competing at the Texas Greatest Athlete event. So again, Curtis Brondike, 2007 graduate of Clinton High School, went to Central College in Pella, 2011 graduate there, not only a great track athlete, but also outstanding in football. He was an All-American punter for the Dutch, and a 2013 MS graduate of the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, Missouri, where he is currently living and training.